dramatic today.
It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
He likes to keep us waiting.
Well, we throw it back on a Thursday, and it is promptly on a Thursday brought to you by Stockman's Mercantile in De Leon, Texas, for your hometown stop for your Western wear and boutique style for the whole family. Well, like to celebrate this when it comes up, and it did this week. It was a rare moment, and it happened on this date.
1980!
Well, this week in 1980, and that is when, on April 19th of 1980, women held all top five Billboard Hot Country single spots in some way, shape, or form at the same time. And that marked a big shift in Nashville. And obviously had been a male-dominated country music industry since the jump. But each song on that list, so 46 years ago, this week in 1980. So, and it hadn't been seen before, and I hadn't been seen since, believe it or not. So it was an interesting top five, too. You had George and Tammy. That was Tammy being the part on that one. And that was number five with Two-Story House. Then you had Emmylou Harris. She was out at the time, and she had the number four spot, Beneath Still Waters.
Oh, boy.
There you go. That was number four. You had Debbie Boone at number three. And this is one I don't know. Are You on the Road to Loving Me Again? And then you had the top two, Lesson in Leaving, Dottie West. And number one, Crystal Gayle. So, for the first time and only time since this week in 1980, girl power.
Atta girl. All way before the Spice Girls.
There it is. Yeah. It's a Real Country Flashback here at Hank.
I was sure I'd lost my chance forever.